Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Good morning, Dubai. Time for yet another episode of NIMS Podcast. Maliha and Hadia from New Indian Model School welcome you all to the 9th episode of NIMS Podcast. Ramadan is the month of blessing in which the Quran was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him. And fasting in Ramadan is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. Fasting is for our benefits, and Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, so that you may learn self-restraint.
Let's start our auspicious day in the name of Allah Almighty and thank Him for His blessings.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب الله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ.
Make this Ramadan the turning point in your life. Break free from the deceptions of this world and indulge in the sweetness of Iman. Taqwa is the ultimate goal of our Ramadan preparations, to be among the righteous for now and forever.
Let's invite Amina Abdul to know more about Ramadan and fasting.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Amina Abdul Ahad from 6th H. Today I'm going to share all you need to know about Ramadan. What exactly is Ramadan? The holy month is believed to be when the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During this month, Muslims don't consume any food or liquid between Fajr and Maghrib prayers, which is the dawn to sunset, not even water. So is it just about food? What else are you supposed to do? It's about being more pious and seeking spiritual closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some Muslims spend more time in the mosque during the holy months or read the Quran. It's a time when Muslims should think less about materialistic things and focus more on charity, patience, and being grateful. But when two people eat, before the sun rises and after it sets, iftar is when Muslims break their fast after sunset. It said that Prophet Muhammad would break his fast with a date and a glass of water before praying and sit down for a light meal. Those fasting are supposed to follow a similar pattern by eating something light, taking a break, and then eating again. Suhoor is when Muslims eat again before dawn. This involves staying up late and eating into the early morning. All eating and drinking must stop at Imsak, 10 minutes before dawn. Do working hours change during Ramadan? What about schools? So, in most places in the region, working hours tend to decrease by 2 or 3 hours, whether you're fasting or not. School days also decrease by 2 hours. So what about those not observing Ramadan? Where can visitors, tourists, or non-Muslims get their lunch? Some restaurants and cafes close during the day, but most will have a closed-off area and remain open discreetly for non-fasters. Supermarkets stay open, and you can still order takeaway food. How can I be respectful to those who are fasting? During daylight hours, even non-Muslims are expected to follow the rules of fasting. Don't eat, don't drink, or don't smoke in public. Ramadan is also about practicing patience, so people are usually pretty forgiving about mistakes. Hope it's useful. Ramadan Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Amina Abdul, for enlightening our hearts. Ramadan does not come to change our schedules. It comes to change our heart. Ramadan is about breaking bad habits, not putting them on pause.
Change starts with action. Better yet, an action that affects the world around you. 1 billion acts of green are happening across the planet. From students in classroom, to organizers in their communities, to officials in government. There are ways for anyone of any background to make a difference. Start small and go big, or start big and stay big. Either way, keep coming back. Keep taking action and join the movement to change the world. Add your act, watch the billions grow, and join the movement to change the world. Let us enjoy an informative session with Miss Earth in connection with World Earth Day.
Greetings from New Indian Model School. I am Hannah Sherry.
I am Nandita Ravindran, and welcome back to Techno Chat Podcast. Hannah, I have got some great news for you. We have officially reached episode 9, and I think it has given us a lot of amazing techno chatters as well. Right, Hannah?
Yeah, Nandita. That's some great news. And I have also noticed that all our techno chatters sincerely enjoy our podcast. So today, we are here with a very special and popular guest.
Who is that, Hannah? Could you give us some clues?
She is our home. She is everything for us. Without her, we are nothing.
I think I have an idea on who she is, but I'm going to leave it a surprise for our techno chatters. What do you think, Hannah?
Yeah, I like that. So if you techno chatters have any idea of who it is, then mail your guess at technochatterspodcast@gmail.com.
We'll announce who got the right answer after a short break.
Storybox Audio. Storybox Audio.
We are back from the break and we have a winner here.
Who is that genius?
It is one of our techno chatter, Hadia.
Congratulations, Hadia. You have a small surprise from our team. Visit our website www.technochat.com to receive your prize for your little wisdom.
Dear Techno Chatters, if you want to receive the same prizes, make sure to participate in our small question.
There is a speciality hidden today. Do you know what it is, Hannah?
Yeah, I know. It's our special guest birthday.
Yes, today is our awaited Earth Day. So now, let's introduce our amazing guest, Miss Earth.
Hello, I'm Earth. Thank you for inviting me here. It's an honorable pleasure for me to be here.
Hello, Miss Earth. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Earth. How are you doing? Could you tell us how you feel being here on the show with us today?
Miss Earth, are you here?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I have been feeling fine lately.
You don't sound that fine, Miss Earth. Would you mind telling us what's the reason behind your downhearted voice?
Yes, Miss Earth. You sound like you're covered with distressed obstacles.
Oh, I don't know how to burst my feelings like that, but I will, because I really want to share these worries with someone, because I'm helping myself feel tranquil.
That's the spirit we need today. So, Techno Chatters, keep in mind that if you open up your worries, you can feel quite tranquil. You may continue, Miss Earth.
Thank you. Those words inspired me.
Coming back to our question, what is keeping you concerned and upset, Miss Earth?
My day started with a rumbling realization to which made me so disheartful and so miserable.
What's that doomed cognizance, Miss Earth?
My body has been feeling extremely weak lately. It feels like my body reduced my living capability, and it's the worst feeling I have ever went through in these past years.
What's the reason behind such worn out feelings, Miss Earth?
You all might be knowing that global warming is trying to invade my life.
Yes, Miss Earth, we had been aware of that.
Tell us about everything that is trying to stop your healthy life, Miss Earth. We want to help you.
Thank you, dears. So, over the last 50 years, my nature's capacity to support you people has plummeted. Air and water quality are reducing, soils are depleting, crops are short of pollinators, and coasts are less protected from storms. The loss of my unique and outstanding ecosystems is caused mainly by changes in land and sea use, exploitation, climate change, pollution, and the introduction of invasive species.
We can understand your hard times, but what about the present COVID-19 pandemic situation? How are you going through it? Do you think it will ever end?
Yes, we really want to hear your thoughts, Miss Earth.
COVID-19 is a lesson for you all to learn the mistakes and your forbidden activities on me. Now you and I have a space in between where you cannot contact me directly without face mask and hand gloves.
Yes, Miss Earth, unfortunately, this is our reality.
I have a question for you, Miss Earth.
What is it, my child?
I am feeling extremely sad about your life. So I wanted to ask if there is any way we can help you become healthy again?
Oh, these words can regain my part of health, but not completely.
That sounds great to hear. Tell us, Miss Earth.
There is a way to fight this pandemic and regain your strength.
Please tell us, Miss Earth. Everyone would be eagerly waiting to know.
Yeah, Miss Earth, please tell us.
I can't reveal the absolute solution about it, but there are little things you can do to help me regain my strength, which astonishingly can even help us to fight it together. What do you think, my dears?
I love that idea.
Tell us what it is, Miss Earth.
Okay, I'll tell you, but I want you all to make sure that you follow the responsibilities together.
Sure, Miss Earth, we promise.
Never wander around in any crowded areas if it's not anything necessary, especially without wearing a mask. Never enter shops without wearing gloves, mainly when you're choosing the best vegetables and other grocery items. Don't litter around me, mainly including masks or gloves, because street animals might try to consume it and they might come in contact with it, and there are chances that they spread the virus too.
May we help you with this? Because we have been planning on this awareness too. Practice virtual handshakes with social distance.
Try to grow more plants and conserve energy.
That's the thing. I want you to practice these daily so that I can regain my health. But please make sure you care for your health as well.
Of course, Miss Earth. But I think we missed one more solution. It is that we should only buy the thing we need and not hoard many items at once.
Hannah, one more important solution is that we have to sanitize properly and follow cleanliness guidelines.
Thank you for reminding me, Nandita. So I think that's all the solution for now, right?
Wow, my dears. I'm very proud of you. This was least expected from your side. But wow, you made me very happy.
Thank you, Mother Earth.
Thank you, Mother Earth. We all felt deep regret for our actions, making you feel terrible illness.
A big sorry for the way we mistreated you without knowledge.
I will always forgive you, my little ones, who behave well, but I will never forgive those who are self-minded.
We will always make sure of that, Mother Earth.
Yes, Mother Earth, we will never let you down.
So, let's conclude this interview here, because our Mother Earth probably needs to do her work.
Thank you for your valuable time, Mother Earth. We loved you being here and talking with us. You have made us feel really happy and relaxed.
Thank you, children, for believing in me and conveying the message to help me. May you stay safe and blessed always.
Okay, Mother Earth, bye. Thank you for being here with us.
Bye, dears.
And that was the best interview I have ever experienced.
Yes, Hannah, it was amazing. Hope to have more great conversations like this.
Yes, me too.
So, this is a reminder for every one of the Techno Chatters. Today, I, Nandita, and Hannah want you to follow any one of the solutions we shared with you.
Could you give some examples, Nandita?
Take pictures of yourself with your favorite bunch of plants and also conserve energy through making some great moments with burning candles by switching off all other lights.
You can mail the pictures of you doing this at technochatterspodcast@gmail.com. And there might be some surprises for everyone who sends it. Hope to receive from all of you. So I guess let's finish up here.
Okay then, technochatters. See you soon. Bye.
Bye, technochatters.
Storytelling is a real art form that requires repeated effort to get right. practice with friends, loved ones, and family members to hone your message into the most effective and efficient story. And remember that the rewards can be immense. Stories are the original viral tool. Once you tell a very compelling story, the first thing someone does is think, who can I tell this story to?
Greetings. My name is Minha Fatima. I'm from grade 5L. And I'm going to be reciting a poem, Wishing Upon a Shooting Star. Staring at the starry night, shining under the bright moonlight, hoping for a streak of light, oh, there it's passing by, drawing a line on the sky. That's when I realized it's time to make a wish of mine, a sudden thought that I'd have more of these. Oh, wow, that star heard my wish. Now I've got a longer list. A lot of stars to wish. Oh, how amazing is this? Okay, now here's my wish. A lovely pink unicorn to ride, and that will be my pinky pride. I'll leave the rest of the stars for my friends. I believe they've got wishes too. Time to go to bed. Tomorrow I have lots to do. In my dream, something pointy poked me. Oh, please let it be. When I woke up, my wish came true. A pink unicorn outside my window, underneath the lovely sky that's blue. What a lovely wish to wish upon a shooting star.
Hello everyone, my name is Ivana Sunil from class 8N. Today I'm going to share a story which has different variations and different titles, but comes under one conclusion that this is surely in the she is not what she seems to be category. Today's story is Pictures. George walks on the narrow and bumpy road, the moonlight being covered by the dark and thorny trees. His boots stepping on the old dead crunchy leaves, leaving a rustling sound for each step he takes. He clenches his bag tight as the forest starts turning darker and darker. He looks around for some safe place to sleep in for the night. Alas, he finds a big cabin to stay in. He goes into it, seems old and used, he thought. The floor was heavily decorated with dirt, hay and dead insects. Certainly not lovely place to stay in with your whole body aimed towards the floor. But hey, he thought, better than sleeping in the forest. Who knows what lurks in the woods? He keeps his bag down and the first thing he notices is these weird sort of pictures with... He couldn't look at it. The hideous monstrous faces were painted and felt like he was being stared at. He was about to sleep and he swore to himself that he saw one of the pictures blink. He laughed to himself knowing that he himself blinked and said to himself, I better get some sleep. Gosh, I must be tired. But he couldn't get the weird monstrous paintings surrounding the house out of his mind. Thankfully, he slept. The next morning he woke up, rubbing and blinking his eyes from the bright sunlight. He stood up and gasped. Wait, this can't be true. The monstrous paintings were all gone. There were windows inside the pictures that he saw last night, which means it was actually the month. Thank you for everyone for listening. Yes, this story does end quite abrupt. It is a listener's decision to decide how the story ends. Hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Aisha Elena and I am from 5th H. Today, I am going to recite the poem, The Road Not Taken, by Robert Frost. The Road Not Taken is a narrative poem by Robert Frost, published in 1916 as the first poem in the collection Mountain Interval. Its central theme is the divergence of paths, both literally and figuratively. Although its interpretation is noted for being complex and potentially divergent. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down, one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though, as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black.
Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet, knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere, ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Thank you.
Hello, dear children. Do you know who am I? I am Miss Earth. My birthday is on 22nd April. The funniest fact is that I don't know my age. Do you know my age? Oh, I just forgot to introduce my family. My big brother's name is Mr. Sun. He's always furious but loving. I have 7 more sisters, but I am the most beautiful among them. Every creature loves me very much as I give the basic needs to them. Years ago, I was so cool as your ancestors planted more trees on me and they didn't disturb me much. They used all my resources wisely. I've been exhausted for the past few years. I consulted many doctors. But last week, I met an expert doctor. He said that I have infection in my stomach due to dehydration and undissolved plastic materials. So, my dear friends, I request you to use eco-friendly materials and plant more trees and don't waste water. Since last year, I have had itching my body due to corona. I used so many rash creams, but no use. My doctor told me that only you people can help me to get rid of this deadly virus. So please be healthy and stay safe and do not dispose a plastic mask in the public places. I want to tell you more about myself, but I'm so sleepy. We will meet again some days. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Good morning. My name is Aisha Mehak and I am from 5th H. Today I'm gonna tell you a poem. More days to come, more days to pass. She wept of her past, not knowing time moved fast. She had a fear and much to bear. How but she had an aim that she had to claim, yet she did not know the path she had to follow. More days to come, more days to pass. She saw a flower trying to reach the lover, then she knew her way to reach the ray. More days to come, more days to pass. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning to one and all present here. I am Amin Haidros from 7th A. Here to narrate an incident faced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Once upon a time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions set out on a long journey. Suddenly, a bird flew over to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The bird was flapping its wings and looked worried. Then the bird spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him that one of the companions had taken its eggs from its nest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood what bird said. Well, it is because Allah make him understand its language. Isn't that amazing? Well, let's check what happened next. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told his companions to stop all the horses, caravans and camels. Then he, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked, "Who took the eggs from the bird's nest?" The companions were silent as they waited for someone to step forward. Sure enough, one of the companions stepped forward and said, "I did, Ya Rasulullah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, then you should return it to the bird. Then the companion walked over to the nest and returned the eggs. The bird then thanked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and flew away. The end. Here are the four lessons we should remember in this story. First one, we should never take things that not belong to us. Second one, we must be always honest and admit to our mistakes. Third one, we should be always kind and merciful to others and even to animals. Fourth one and the last one, Allah is able to do anything. He made Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understand what the bird was saying. Thank you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Get ready for the bunch of random fun facts that will make you question everything you ever knew about the world. Are you one of those people who are masters at collecting unexpected pieces of knowledge? If so, prepare to have your mind blown with these interesting fun facts that will amaze kids and adults alike.
Hello everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Nazia, studying in 3M, name's Dubai. Today, I am going to speak about few amazing facts that everyone should know. Do you all know that the world's longest French fry is 34 inches long? Ice cream was once called cream ice. Apple float because they are 1/4 air. There are 2,000 thunderstorms on Earth every minute. The fastest recorded raindrop was 18 mph. Rain contains vitamin B12. The footprints on the moon will be there for 100 million years. One day on Venus is almost 8 months on Earth. The biggest fossil of a spider was found in China. It is 1 inch long and 165 million years old. Shrimps' hearts are in their heads. An ostrich eye is bigger than its brain. A fox uses its tail to communicate with other foxes. The nose can detect an trillion smells. Human teeth are long and strong as shark teeth. Your blood is as salty as the ocean. Fingernails can grow 4x faster than toenails. These are some few facts. Hope everyone like it. Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Mehrish Muhammad Husaina from grade 2N. Today I am going to tell some facts of Quran. I have my sister with me. Her name is Myra. Introduce yourself, Myra.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I am Myra Muhammad Husaina from KG2B. Today, we are discussing about some facts about Quran.
Do you know what is the meaning of the word Quran?
That which is read.
Yes. Where was the Quran revealed first?
In the cave of Hira.
On which night was the Quran first revealed?
Laylatul Khadr, night of the power.
Who revealed the Quran?
Allah revealed the Quran.
Through whom was the Quran revealed?
Through Angel Jibreel alayhi salam.
Very good. To whom was the Quran revealed?
To the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Who took the responsibility of keeping the Quran safe?
Allah Himself.
Yes. What are the conditions for holding or touching the Quran?
One has to be clean and one to be with wudu.
Wudu. Which is the book which is read most?
Is it the Quran?
Yes. What is the topic of the Quran?
Is it man?
Yes. What are the other names of the Quran according to the Quran itself?
Al-Furqan, Al-Kitab, Al-Zikr, Al-Nur, Al-Huda.
Yes. How many Makki surahs are there in the Quran?
Is it 86?
Yes, very good. How many Madani surahs are there in the Quran?
7.
No, wrong. It's 28. How many manzils are there in the Quran?
7.
Yes. How many para or juz are there in the Quran?
30.
Yes, very good. How many surahs are there in the Quran?
104.
Wrong, it's 114. How many ruku are there in the Quran?
No, I don't know.
540. How many ayat are there in the Quran? 6,666. How many times in the word Allah repeated in the Quran? 2,698. How many different types of ayat verses are there in the Quran?
10.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Abdul Muqtadir from grade 2N. Do you know the facts of camel?
No.
Then I will say. Camel is a large animal. Camel is very tall. Camel has long neck. Camel has hump on his back. Camel is used to carry lots. Camel is found in desert. Camel eat leaves and branches. Camel's body is covered with thick hair. Camel can store water in his stomach. Camel is called as a ship of the desert. There are two types of camel. One humped camels, two humped camels. Camels have three sets of eyelids and two rows of eyelashes to keep sand out of their eyes. Camels have thick lips. Camels can completely shut their nostrils during sandstorms. Camels have thick pads of skin on their chest and knees can sit in very hot sand. Their humps store up to 80 pounds of fat which they can leave off for weeks and even months. When a camel finds water, he can drink up to 40 gallons. Camel is very strong and can carry up to 900 pounds for 25 miles a day.
Camels can travel at up to 40 miles per hour. The pregnancy of female camels lasts for 12 to 14 months. Baby camels are called calves. Upon the birth of camel does not have any humps. The large recorder male in the world is roasted camel. Camel milkshake are delicacy in Abu Dhabi. Camel milk is healthier than cow milk. Camels like standing together into group called heads. The name of camel in Arabic means beauty. The camel race the camel race takes place in UAE and the other countries. There are over 160 words for camel in Arabic alone. This is the facts of camel. Thank you.
A tongue twister is a specific sequence of words whose rapid, repeated pronunciation is difficult even for native speakers. Often these are similar words which follow one another but differ in certain syllables. Alliterations are also frequent. Some tongue twisters are difficult because of their unusual word composition and therefore require a high level of concentration. Do you know, my friends? Some tongue twisters are made for amusement, but on the other hand, professional speakers such as actors, politicians, and television or radio hosts use them as articulation exercises. Here I am going to play a collection of my favorite tongue twisters to warm up your lips and tongue.
Good morning to one and all present in this podcast. This is Fatima Fenza of Grade 8M. Today I'm here with a small tongue twister. So I hope without any delays we can start. The tongue twister today I'm here with is can you can a can into an uncanned can like a can a can? Can a can into an uncanned can? I repeat, can you can a can into an uncanned can like a can a can? Can a can into an uncanned can? I hope you like my tongue twister. Thank you. Have a pleasant and a delightful day.
Hello guys, my name is Muhammad Mahfuz. And so today we are going to have a challenge on tongue twisters.
So basically, before we enter the challenge, we will be first describing what we are going to do. So first we are having five tongue twisters, which we'll be challenging each other to recite in the fastest and the most accurate way. So this will improve our pronunciation skills of English. So each tongue twister has a special area of pronunciation which it improves. So we expect this is going to be a very humorous conversation. So we expect and we wish you that you have a very good time hearing our humorous conversation. Okay, let's begin.
So now let's begin to it. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where is the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? So the challenge round. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where is the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Oh. Alright, so now I'll do it. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Now doing the challenge round. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked. Yes, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Where's the peck of pickled pepper? Pickled pepper Peter Piper picked.
Okay, so moving on to the second one. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said the butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So it was better Betty Butter bought a better bit of better butter. So moving on to the child round. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said the butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So it was Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter. Okay, moving on to Safwan.
So I'll do it. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said the butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So it was better. Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter.
Okay, so moving on to the third one. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would as much as he could. And chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Okay, doing a challenge now. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Moving on to Safwan.
Actually, this is my personal favorite. I'm very good at this. So let's start. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. So moving on to the challenge round. How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Okay, so moving on to the fourth one. She sells seashells by the seashore. So the challenge round. She sells seashells by the seashore.
So I'll do it the first time. She sells seashells by the seashore. Then we're going to challenge round. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, so moving on to the last one. And this is also quite nice. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Okay, I'll repeat it in the challenge round. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Okay, so that was a good one. Moving on to Safwan.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Now moving on to the challenge round. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Okay, so that's all for the day, and I hope you have a very good day. And so that's all for now.
We'll be signing off, Mohammed Safwan
and Mohammed Mahfuz. And
we'll see you in the next time.
Bye.
Hi, Mom. How's your day going on?
It's going good. What about you?
Oh, it's great, Mom.
What about your online classes?
Oh, today it was very interesting because my new English teacher introduced a game of tongue twister. Let us try one, Mom.
Of course, that will be interesting.
Okay, Mom. Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter. So Betty bought better butter to make the bitter butter better.
Okay, Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter, so Betty bought better butter to make bitter butter better. Okay, let me say one. Can you try?
Sure, Mom.
Do you want pepper or paper? Pepper or paper? Paper or pepper? Which is cheaper? I want pepper, not paper. If pepper is cheaper than paper.
Do you want pepper or paper? Pepper or paper? Paper or pepper? Which is cheaper? I want pepper, not paper. If pepper is cheaper, then paper.
Very good.
Yes, very good to you, Mom.
Here we end our program with a special thanks to the presenters for sharing their skills and knowledge. Dear listeners, your love and passion for our NIMS podcast is making us charged. Thank you for supporting us. May the blessed month of Ramadan bring you peace and prosperity. May your prayers be answered. Ramadan Kareem.
Until we meet again, this is Maliha and Hadia signing off. Bye from NIMS Dubai.